Welcome back. 417, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And look who it is. Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor for the opinion pages. Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Andy. How are you on this Chick-fil-A day?
Chick-fil-A day. Hey, a whole bunch of people around here went to Chick-fil-A today and said it was extremely crowded. My wife, as I mentioned in the last hour, she sent me a text message from the Chick-fil-A on the Eastern Shore and said, hey, this place is crazy. And she even talked to some of the help there, and they said, yeah, it's just been out of control. So how about that?
Well, that's reports everywhere. The whole country is having Chick-fil-A for lunch today.
Yeah, yeah. All right, a couple things I wanted to get into today besides Chick-fil-A. Now I'm hungry. See what you did? I'm hungry again. A second term could mean trouble for the Second Amendment. That's what I got out of your column earlier in the week. The target, I guess, is what, online ammo sales?
Well, it's several. I mean, I think the real fear for gun owners and Second Amendment advocates is we heard Justice Scalia said over the weekend that it looks, you know, he believes that the Supreme Court will rule again on what types of guns are legal to be born, however you say that.
Yeah,
carried.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the Supreme Court ruled in the Heller decision in 2008 that, you know, it was unconstitutional to ban guns altogether, which is what was the situation in Chicago and D.C. And so he was saying, you know, the next case is going to come along. Well, the next president is going to be putting on the bench at least one, possibly two court justices. And so knowing for Second Amendment advocates that's coming, whoever's on the bench when the last major case was 5-4 with Scalia writing the majority opinion is really sort of, you know, very important to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the president has said that the White House has said the president would like to see the semi-automatic assault weapon ban be put back in. And even though it was expired like 15 years ago, they would like to see that reenacted. So, you know, the Democrats, ever since this tragic shooting in Colorado, have used it as an opportunity to start bringing back some of this left-wing legislation. And, you know, it's not going to get through a Republican pro-gun House this year, but, you know, looking forward is the fear, you know, if the Senate or House go back Democrat, what could happen? And as you mentioned, Senator Lautenberger has introduced two things this week. A new bill, he and Congresswoman McCarthy said in New York this week that would basically ban all ammunition sales online. And I don't know if a lot of gun owners buy their ammunition in big bulk online.
Yeah.
It's cheaper and it's obviously easier and it's less heavy. And they would completely ban that. They would require all ammunition sales to be tracked by and used by dealers only. And then anything over 1,000 rounds would have to be sent to the ATF. Now, this is all completely ridiculous because the whole reason the dealers don't keep track of ammunition right now is because ATF came to them 20 years ago and said, we don't need this information anymore. It's not helpful for us.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I was thinking about that today because years ago, and I think I've mentioned this before, I was into trap shooting, and I would shoot all over the place. I mean, all over the country. And
yeah.
It wasn't unusual for me to shoot 1,000 rounds or more in a week. I guess
mm-hmm.
I'd be setting people crazy today by the amount of ammo I was buying.
That's right. You know, and it's just like, you know, like you were saying, like competitive shooters or hunters or people just like to go to the range. Thousands is not a lot, and maybe people don't own guns think that sounds really bad, but it's just sort of a norm. And if you say, okay, well, we're going to have to notify the government every time someone buys 1,000 rounds. I mean, you can think how often that would happen. It would just, you know, ATF can't even keep track of the guns, much less the ammunition sales.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just a pointless thing, and our people will just start buying in packs of 900.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just one of those just sort of stupid, knee-jerk things that would absolutely not do anything. In the case of the Colorado shooter, it wouldn't have stopped him. He would have just bought the ammunition in a store. I mean, he just wouldn't have bought it online. And he was fully legal to buy guns. He had no mental record, and he had no criminal record, so he wouldn't have had a problem. So none of these laws would have changed that situation. These are their pet projects, and these are their pet laws, and they really are trying to use this opportunity to force them through.
Mm-hmm.
Very opportunistic.
Yeah. All right, I want to talk about one of the other things you wrote about, and that is the chickens come home to roost, and it deals with the gay marriage making it to the Democratic National Convention. And I guess Barney Frank bears some responsibility for this. But to me, that could be somewhat risky.
Well, it is. I mean, what's going on is, and you see with this Chick-fil-A outrage, is the liberal mayors and these liberal groups, Democrats, have all just gone overboard just because Dan Caffey, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, said he believes in traditional marriage. Now, he's not saying no one can get served in his restaurants, or he's not hiring someone who's gay or believes in gay marriage. It's just what he personally believes. And they just went barrels after him. You know, the mayor of Washington, New York, and San Francisco and Chicago saying that they will fight to stop having Chick-fil-A's built in their sit towns. I mean, it's really outrageous. But, you know, there's a thing here that they think they're on to, and that's why you saw the Democratic Party voted this weekend. Barney Frank was in this committee and announced it. They are going to make gay marriage, one of same-sex marriage, on their party platform that they endorsed it from a federal level. And that's moving along. It'll happen in Charlotte, the final vote. And as you saw, President Obama just said he does. Now, the thing with this is there are four states that have same-sex marriage on the ballot this year. So they want to drive this issue because they want to drive turnout, because it is sort of a weak year. It is a weak year for President Obama. But something like this, they think they can drive some of their base to the voting booth. They're going to keep pushing it. But, you know, the question is, you know, half the country does not want same-sex marriage. And are they alienating those independent voters in this big push?
Yeah. I mean, 32 out of 32 states have upheld traditional marriage when it comes to referendum. I think that should be a warning to Democrats. But, hey, you know, I'm all for them, you know, setting a trap for themselves and falling in it. But, you know, it just, I don't know if I would have made a decision like that. Especially, you know, if you think about some of the tight congressional races where you may have a Democrat holding office in a very delicate position, this would be enough to drive Democrats out of the House or out of the Senate, in my mind. So I think it's risky for the Democrats.
It is risky, and it also, what you see, especially today, like you were saying, your wife and everyone has seen the Chick-fil-A, just people are waiting a mile in line, literally, to get chicken, and the point is they're so offended by what's going on with this liberal backlash. So, and I think if you see that happening and it's August, what's going to happen in November if they see this Democratic Party that is pushing them in a way that they don't feel comfortable, this is not what they want, you'll see a bigger turnout for conservatives in the fall.
Yeah, I think you're right. I just got, while we were talking, I just got an email from Cindy in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. She says, "Hey, Andy, the tolerance folks have managed to close down the Chick-fil-A in Martinsburg, West Virginia, with a bomb threat."
Oh, wow.
You know, that makes so much sense to me because, you know, the left is just, you know, they're just going crazy over this whole thing. So,
anyway. I mean, it's just like, I would love it for the Chick-fil-A people, which I doubt they will do, is to say what the sales were like today.
Yeah,
I think that is, you know, much more than any of the banning and any of these cities protesting and bomb threats will ever affect.
Yeah, I think it'll send a really strong message. I'm kind of hoping for the same thing. You know, and some of these mayors like Rahm Emanuel, and, you know, clean up the trash in your city and leave Chick-fil-A alone. You know, I love Rahm Emanuel saying that Chick-fil-A doesn't have Chicago values.
Right. And, I mean, it is a family-run business started by senior Mr. Caffey at 91. I mean, how is it not American values? All they've done has been successful, family-oriented, as they say, married to their first wives. I mean, these are people we emulate. It's ridiculous.
I know it is. All right, Emily, out of time. We'll do it again next week. Thanks for dropping in.
Have a good one.
You too. Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor for the opinion pages. 4:26, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.